8:30 a.m. on Friday, May the 4th, 2016. I will call to order a conference call for the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife Commission. Hello, everyone.
Terry, can we do a roll call, please?
Yes, ma'am. Follow Tammy's lead. A roll call?
Commissioner, are you going to read the names, or? Commissioner Smith here.
Commissioner Wesher.
So they doubled up on yourselves there.
Commissioner Keeney here.
Commissioner Wecker.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Commissioner Keough.
Mr. Carpenter.
Thank you.
How many? Let's give us seven or six?
Six.
Okay. All right, if we have no further discussion, we'll move into agenda item A, petition to change rules, and this is a decision. Director?
Okay, who did it? Chris Donnelly should be on the phone for this agenda item. Chris, are you on the phone? Well, I can cover this one if you'd like.
Please do, Craig.
Thank you. So, commissioners, for the record, Craig Burley, Fish Management Division Manager. And what I'd like to do is brief you on a petition that the agency received from the Colville Confederated Tribes. And this is a petition to reduce the harvest of wild rainbow trout, Lake Roosevelt, and the Sandpoil Arm, as well as increase harvest on the hatchery trout in Lake Roosevelt. We received this proposal, and as per RCW's, the commission needs to hear this petition and either deny the petition in writing or recommend alternative means to address the concerns or initiate rulemaking. And so the department staff have reviewed this petition and would recommend that the commission grant the petition's request and to initiate rulemaking. What this would do is right now there's a hatchery trout program in Lake Roosevelt that produces about 750,000 trout annually. The trout are into harvest or create about 100,000 angler trips. We're at about half of that now. We think that by increasing the daily limit on those hatchery trout, that it would increase angler participation, help us meet that mitigation objective. And then secondly, the regulation also considers reducing the harvest on the wild red band rainbow trout in the reservoir. Currently, you can harvest five of those trout. What this would do would only allow one over 18 inches in the reservoir. And then secondly, the proposal is requesting the fishery and the sandpoil arm to be reduced by 2 months during the year to provide additional protection for those wild fish. In your package, you have both the current regulations as well as the petition from the petitioners and backup information for that. And with that, I'd answer any questions that you might have.
Craig, this is Commissioner Carpenter. We approve this petition. Is this a one-year approval, or is this indefinite? I'm not sure how that works.
Thank you, Commissioner Carpenter. So what this would be is we would initiate rulemaking, which would be a permanent rule. So absent any conditions that the commission might place on this rule, it would be a permanent rule in perpetuity until changed.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Commissioner Thorburn. I don't have a question, but just a comment.
Please.
That's okay. So, just to let my fellow commissioners know what I'm hearing is there's generally enthusiasm, of course, about increasing the bag limit. There is a little bit of concern that the increased closure might be a slippery slope toward more closures in the future and diminishing access. That's the main concern that I've been hearing about it. I don't know whether staff wants to comment on that.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. So by initiating this rulemaking effort at this point, that allows the public process to initiate relative to this rule. We would have the opportunity for public meetings, a commissioner public hearing, and full discussion prior to any final recommendations on the rule itself coming to the commission. So there's opportunity to fully hear those issues and address those prior to an actual decision-making on the rule.
Thank you.
Did we have some other commissioners join us during that discussion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mankin is on.
And staff, Chris Donnelly joined.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Do we have any other questions or comments on Agenda Item A, the petition to change rules? Hearing none.
I'll make a motion, Commissioner Carpenter.
Yes, sir. Please do.
I move to grant the Colville Confederated Tribes petition to amend WAC 220-310-195 and direct staff to move forward with rulemaking.
Second.
Mr. Thorburn, Mr. Thorburn, that was you made a second, correct?
It was, yes.
Okay. Okay, do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries.